Here we are, Lawyer Talk podcast, off the record, on the air, taking on a yet another Circle 270 media follow-up question. What the heck is that? Well, those who have watched this regularly or listened to regularly, first, thank you. I appreciate it. We like and subscribe. I appreciate that, too. But here's what it is. We have Brett Johnson from Circle 270 Media, makes this podcast tick. Could make yours tick, too, by the way. But he listens to this, and he's sitting over at the command station here in the studio, and he heard me talking today about free speech on campuses and time, place, and manner restrictions. And he had watched his own video, and his video was a guy getting pulled over because he had a bumper sticker that said something like F the police or some sort of offensive. What did he say? I eat ass. So there was a bumper sticker that said, I eat ass. I mean, look, I find that interesting if it's true. But even if it's not true, the question is it offensive? And does that give the cops a valid reason to pull over that car and say, you can't, I think the cops said, look, my kids have to see this stuff. And all right, let's break it down. Could the state pass a law, which in effect, I mean, is a bumper sticker like that sufficient cause to have a cop pull over a car? And let's assume, so here's what lawyers love to do. We have to create a scenario that has very firm boundaries because it's sort of like the scientific method. If you add variables to it, then you don't get a clean standard. So let's just create a clean standard. No traffic violations, no other reason to pull the car over. I eat ass, I'm stopping the car. That would sort of be the functional equivalent of a law that says you can't have a bumper sticker with profane language. So as a lawyer, I've got access to some research. I did a little bit of research. Turns out the U.S. Supreme Court's not directly dealt with this, but we're going to talk about what they have done. Georgia has. So back in 1987, in the case of Cunningham versus State, there was a guy named Cunningham was cruising along in his car, and he had a bumper sticker on the back of it. He drove a vehicle displaying a printed decal that read, shit happens. Well, sort of like Forrest Gump, shit does happen. And that was, I don't know when Forrest Gump happened or when he had the famous T-shirt, but anyway, or whatever it was. 1987. So the Georgia legislature passed a statute prohibiting car owners from displaying any sticker, decal, or emblem containing profane or lewd words describing sexual acts, excretory functions. Shit happens. It's almost like they picked it on purpose. So we want to pass a law that says you can't have a bumper sticker that says shit happens. But we don't want to say it that way. We're going to say no excretory functions or parts of the human body. So wait a minute. Profane or lewd words describing parts of the human body. I suppose you can imagine what they're talking about. I eat ass. So anyway, I'm sorry, I can't get my head around that. Anyway, the arrests. Cunningham was targeted by local police twice in May and in June of 1989. He pleaded guilty after the first arrest and paid a $25 fine. Following his second arrest, he was forced to pay a $200 bond to remain out of jail. And he said, enough's enough. I'm going to challenge the law, and I'm not going to plead guilty this time. We're going to war. All right. The ACLU, back when it was still the ACLU, got involved and says, no, you can. We're gonna champion Cunningham's cause here. So he appeals in the Cobb County State Court. He argues that the state law was unconstitutionally vague and overbroad, violating his First and 14th Amendment right to free speech and self-expression. Let me break down those terms. Is it overbroad or vague? Often you see these things when people are challenging First Amendment laws or other constitutional laws. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the 14th. So we all know what the First Amendment is. The First Amendment says you have a right to free speech, religion, can't get entangled, the government can't get entangled in religion. Anyway, what's the 14th Amendment have to do with it? Just a quick little, I'll call this my little aside. So we have the First Amendment, and that applies to restrict the federal government. So how does that eventually apply to restrict state governments from doing things that violate the First Amendment? Well, the courts in their wisdom long ago said the First Amendment is going to apply to the states, but only through the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. So just like consider it like a little bridge that gets you to the states or a tunnel, whatever you want to call it. This goes all the way up to this Georgia Supreme Court. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to talk about vague and overbroad. So a statute is unconstitutional if it is vague, meaning an ordinary person reads it and they can't decide or they can't discern what the heck they're what it's trying to say. In other words, it doesn't make any sense. So if you're going to prohibit something, you have to at least make it readable. You have to at least make it understandable. You can't make it so vague that it doesn't make any sense. We're going to prohibit you from doing things that piss people off. All right, well, what the heck is that? How do I know what's going to piss people off? That's a vague standard in and of itself because it's subjective at the outset. Overbroad laws or laws that would maybe apply to a certain situation be okay, but it's also going to prohibit other stuff that would be valid. I'll try to think of an example as I'm going forward. But, you know, the point is that the law here applied to this bumper sticker, which was protected speech. Maybe as it's written, you could find some other reasons why it would be okay. But here, it strikes too broadly because it prohibits conduct that is constitutionally permissible, and you can't do that. Georgia Supreme Court agreed, by the way. They said, look, this is completely unconstitutional. In a unanimous decision, it's great stuff, too. Here's the quote. Justice Harold Clark famously noted that the, quote, the peace of society is not endangered by the profane or lewd word which is not directed at a particular audience. The court confirmed, then, that the public profanity on a bumper sticker is protected expression, making it a landmark case for motorist-free speech. What has the U.S. Supreme Court done on this? Absolutely nothing so far. Surprisingly, that's not gone all the way up. But the court has decided some other stuff. There was a case called Cohen versus California. The court overturned the conviction of a man who wore a jacket reading F the draft into a courthouse. There's some other cases, too. Tinker versus Des Moines Independent School District, where a student was wearing an armband protesting the Vietnam War. But anyway, back in Cohen, the Supreme Court ruled the state cannot ban specific words just because they are offensive, famously stating one man's vulgarity is another man's lyric. Think that was in 1971. Think of where music has gone since then. You know, use your imagination on the most profane song or poem or whatever you want to call it. So look, then back to the Circle 270 media question. I think the cop probably violated this guy's First Amendment rights, or maybe his Fourth Amendment rights. Why? Well, because he stopped a guy. He stopped his car. So this is how this intersection of these constitutional rights sort of come into play. An officer stops a car. That quote, I think it's Delaware versus Prowse, is a significant intrusion that requires justification under the Fourth Amendment, meaning Fourth Amendment says, can't search without a warrant. There's exceptions, and that's sort of boiled down to even scenarios where there's a stop of your car or a stop of your person on the side of the road, like a Terry versus Ohio stop. Doesn't mean the police would have to have a warrant to stop your car, because they would say, well, look, you're sort of holding yourself out in public anyway. You don't have the same privacy interests as you would in your home. But the police still nonetheless have to have some justification to stop the car. And here in the Circle 270 follow-up question, the justification was offensive speech, or speech that the cop found lewd or offensive. And the courts, I think, would say to that, not so fast, Mr. Officer. We're sorry you're offended, but if you're going to stop a car based on that, that is not going to be sufficient justification under the Fourth Amendment to make the stop. So this situation is awesome because it implicates not only free speech, but also a guy's Fourth Amendment rights. And you heard it here. I'm not going to say first, but you at least heard it here. If you've got your own follow-up question, or if you want me to cover something else, give us a shout in the show's socials. Leave me a comment. Go to lawyertalkpodcast.com. And by the way, like and subscribe. I appreciate it. We're starting to get a little following, and I'm going to keep cranking out this content as much as I can. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.